Canto 2, The Way of Faith and the Problem of Pain. A silence sealed the irrevocable decree. The word of faith that fell from the heavenly lips, fixing a doom no power could ever reverse, unless heaven's will itself could change its course, or so it seemed. Yet from the silence rose one voice that questioned the changeless destiny, a will that strove against the immutable will. A mother's heart had heard the fateful speech that rang like a sanction to the call of death and came like a chill close to life and hope. Yet hope sank down like an extinguished fire. She felt the laden inevitable hand invade the secrecy of her guarded soul and smite with sudden pain its still content and the empire of her hard-won quietude. A while she fell to the level of human mind, a field of mortal grief and nature's law she shared. She bore the common lot of men and felt what common hearts endure in time. Voicing Earth's question to the inscrutable power, the Queen now turned to the still immobile seer. Assailed by the discontent in nature's depths, partnered in the agony of dumb-driven things, and all the misery, all the ignorant cry, passionate like sorrow, questioning heaven, she spoke. Alternative to the passage, starting with a while. A while she lost her spirit's tranquil poise. A while she shared the lot of common souls and bore the heavy hand of death and time and felt the anguish in life's stricken deeps, lending a speech to the surface soul on earth, she uttered the suffering in the world's dumb heart and man's revolt against his ignorant fate. O seer, in the earth's strange twine-natured life, by what pitiless adverse necessity, or what cold freak of the Creator's will, by what random accident or governed chance that shaped a rule out of fortuitous steps, may destiny from an hour's emotion came the dire mystery of grief and pain? Is it thy God who made this cruel law, or some disastrous power has marred his work and he stands helpless to defend or save? A fatal seed was sown in life's false start when evil twinned with good on earth the soil. Then first appeared the melody of mind, its pang of thought, its quest for the aim of life. It twisted into forms of good and ill, the frank simplicity of the animal's acts. It turned the straight path hewn by the body's gods, followed the zigzag of the uncertain course of life that wanders, seeking for its aim, in the pale starlight falling from thought skies. It guides the unsure idea, the wavering will. Lost was the instinct's safe identity. With the arrow point of being's inmost sight, marred the sure steps of nature's simple walk, and truth and freedom in the growing soul. Out of some ageless innocence and peace, privilege of souls, not yet betrayed to birth, cast down to suffer on this hard, dangerous earth, our life was born in pain and with a cry. Although art, nature welcomes heaven's breath, inspiring matter with the will to live, a thousand ills assail the mortal's hours and wear away the natural joy of life. Our bodies are an engine cunningly made, but for all its parts as cunningly are planned, contrived ingeniously with the demon skill, its apt, inevitable heritage of mortal danger and peculiar pain, its payment of the tax of time and fate, its way to suffer and its way to die. This is the ransom of our higher state, the sign and stamp of our humanity. A grisly company of melodies, come, licensed lodgers into man's bodily house, purveyors of death and torturers of life. In the malignant hollows of the world, in its subconscious cavern passages, ambushed they lie, waiting their hour to leap, surrounding with danger the seized city of life. Admitted into the citadel of man's days, they mine their force and maim or suddenly kill. Ourselves within us, lethal forces nurse, we make of our own enemies our guests. Out of their holes, like beasts, they creep and gnaw. The chords of the divine musician's lyre, till frayed and thin, the music dies away, or crashing snaps with a last tragic note. All that we are is like a fort beset. All that we strive to be alters like a dream in the grey sleep of matter's ignorance. Mind suffers, lamed by the world's disharmony and the unloveliness of human things. A treasure misspent or cheaply, fruitlessly sold in the bazaar of a blind destiny, a gift of priceless values from time's gods, lost or misled in an uncaring world. Life is a marble mist, an art gone awry. A seeker in a dark and obscure place, an ill-armed warrior facing dreadful odds, an imperfect worker given a baffling task, an ignorant judge of problems, ignorance made. Its heavenward flights reach closed and keyless gates, its glorious outbursts peter out in mire. On nature's gifts to man, a curse was laid. All walks in armed by its own opposites. Error is the comrade of our mortal thought, and falsehood lurks in the deep bosom of truth. Sin poisons with its vivid flowers of joy, or leaves a red scar burnt across the soul. Virtue is a grey bondage and a jail. At every step is laid for us a snare. Alien to reason and the spirit's light, our fount of action from a darkness wells. In ignorance and nescience are our roots. A growing register of calamities is the past's account, the future's book of fate. The centuries pile man's follies and man's crimes upon the countless crowd of nature's ills. As if the world's stone load was not enough, a crop of miseries obstinately sown by his own hand in the furrows of the gods, the vast increasing tragic harvest reaped from old misdeeds buried by oblivious time. He walks by his own choice into hell's trap. This mortal creature is his own worst foe. His science is an artificer of doom. He ransacks earth for means to harm his kind. He slays his happiness and others' good. Nothing has he learned from time and its history. Even as of old, in the raw youth of time, when earth ignorant ran on the highways of fate, old forms of evil cling to the world's soul. War making not the sweet smiling calm of life, battle and rapine, ruin and massacre are still the fierce pastimes of man's warring tribes. An idiot hour destroys what centuries made. His wanton rage or frenzied hate lays low the beauty and greatness by his genius wrought and the mighty output of a nation's toil. All he has achieved, he drags to the precipice. His grandeur, he turns to an epic of doom and fall. His littleness crawls content through squalor and mud. He calls heaven's retribution on his head and wallows in his self-made misery. A part author of the cosmic tragedy, his will conspires with death and time and fate. His brief appearance on the enigma earth ever recurs, but brings no high result. To this wanderer, through the yawn rings of God that shut his life in their vast longevity, his soul's wide search and ever-returning hopes pursue the useless orbit of their course in a vain repetition of lost toils across a track of soon forgotten lives. All is an episode in a meaningless tale. Why is it all? And wherefore are we here? If to some being of eternal bliss it is our spirit's destiny to return, or some still impersonal height of endless calm, since that we are, and out of that we came. Whence rose this strange and sterile interlude, lasting in vain through interminable time? Or if these beings must be, and their brief lives, what need had the soul of ignorance and tears? Whence rose the call for sorrow and for pain? Or all came helplessly without a cause? What power forced the immortal spirit to burn? The eternal witness once of eternity, a deathless sojourner and transient scenes, he camps in life's half-lit obscurity, amid the debris of his thoughts and dreams. Or who persuaded it to fall from bliss and forfeit its immortal privilege? Who laid on it the ceaseless will to live, a wanderer in this beautiful, sorrowful world, and bear its load of joy and grief and love? Or if no being watches the works of time, what hard impersonal necessity compels the vain toil of brief living things? A great illusion, then, has built the stars. But where then is the soul's security, its poise in this circling of unreal suns? Or else it is a wanderer from its home who strayed into a blind alley of time and chance and finds no issue from a meaningless world. Or where begins and ends illusion's reign? Perhaps the soul, we feel, is only a dream, eternal self a fiction, sensed in trance. Then, after a silence, Narad made reply. Tuning his lips to earthly sound, he spoke, and something now of the deep sense of fate weighted the fragile hints of mortal speech. His forehead shone with vision solemnized, turned to a tablet of supernal thoughts, as if characters of an unwritten tongue had left in its breath the inscriptions of the gods. Bare in that light, time toiled, his unseen works detected the broad flung of far-seeing schemes, unfinished, which is yond flight unrolls, were mapped already in that worldwide loop. Was then the sun a dream because there is night? Hidden in the mortal's heart, the eternal lives. He lives a secret in the chamber of the soul. A light shines there, nor pain nor grief can cross. A darkness stands between thyself and him. Thou canst not hear or feel the marvelous guest. Thou canst not see the beatific sun. O Queen, thy thought is a light of the ignorance. Its brilliant curtain hides from thee God's face. It illumines a world born from the inconscience, but hides the immortal's meaning in the world. Thy mind's light hides from thee the eternal's thought. Thy heart's hopes hide from thee the eternal's will. Earth's joys shut from thee the mortal's bliss. Thence rose the need of a dark intruding God. The world's dread teacher, the creator, pain. Where ignorance is, there suffering too must come. Thy grief is a cry of darkness to the light. Pain was the firstborn of the inconscience, which was thy body's dumb original base. Already slept there pain's subconscious shape, a shadow in a shadowy tenebrous womb, till life shall move, it waits to wake and be. In one call with joy came forth the dreadful power. In life's breast it was born, hiding its twin. But pain came first, then only joy could be. Pain ploughed the first hard ground of the world drowse. By pain a spirit started from the clot. By pain life stirred in the subliminal deep. Interned, submerged, hidden in matter's trance, awoke to itself the dreamer, sleeping mind. It made a visible realm out of his dreams. It drew its shapes from the subconscious depths, then turned to look upon the world it had made. By pain and joy, the bright and tenebrous twins, the inanimate world perceived the sentient soul. Else had the inconscient never suffered change. Pain is the hammer of the gods to break a dead resistance in the mortal's heart, his slow inertia as of living stone. If the heart were not forced to want and weep, his soul would have lain down, content, at ease, and never thought to exceed the human start, and never learned to climb towards the sun. This earth is full of labor, packed with pain. Throes of an endless birth coerce her still. The centuries end, the ages vainly pass, and yet the Godhead in her is not born. The ancient mother faces all with joy, calls for the ardent pang, the grandiose thrill. For with pain and labor all creation comes. This earth is full of the anguish of the gods, ever the travail driven by time's goad, and strive to work out the eternal will and shape the life divine in mortal forms. His will must be worked out in human breasts against the evil that rises from the gulfs, against man's ignorance and his obstinate strength, against the deep folly of his human mind, against the blind reluctance of his human heart. The spirit is doomed to pain till man is free. There is a clamor of battle, a tramp, a march. A cry arises like a moaning sea, a desperate laughter under the blows of death, a doom of blood and sweat and toil and tears. Men die that man may live and God be born. An awful silence watches tragic time. Pain is the hand of nature sculpturing men to greatness. An inspired labor chisels with heavenly cruelty an unwilling mold. Implacable in the passion of their will, lifting the hammers of titanic toil, the demiurges of the universe work. They shape with giant strokes their own. Their suns are marked with their enormous stamp of fire. Although the shaping God's tremendous touch is torture unbearable to mortal nerves, the fiery spirit grows in strength within and feels a joy in every tightened pang. He who would save himself lives bare and calm. He who would save the race must share its pain. This he shall know who obeys that grandiose arch, the great who came to save this suffering world and rescue out of time's shadow and the law, must pass beneath the yoke of grief and pain. They are caught by the wheel that they had hoped to break. On their shoulders they must bear man's load of fate. Heaven reaches the brink. Their sufferings count the price, or they pay the gift of knowledge with their lives. The Son of God, born as the Son of Man, has drunk the bitter cup, owned God's debt, the dead, the eternal owes to the fallen kind. His will has bound to death and struggling life that yearns in vain for rest and endless peace. Now is the debt paid, wiped off the original score. The eternal suffers in a human form. He has signed salvation's testament with his blood. He has opened the doors of his undying peace. The deity compensates the creature's claim. The creator bears the law of pain and death. Retribution smites the incarnate God. His love has paved the mortal's road to heaven. He has given his life and light to balance here the dark account of mortal ignorance. It is finished, the dread mysterious sacrifice offered by God's martyred body for the world. Gethsemane and Calvary are his lot. He carries the cross on which man's soul is nailed. His escort is the curses of the crowd. Insult and jeer are his rights acknowledgement. Two thieves slain with him mock his mighty death. He has trod with the bleeding brow the Savior's way. He who has found his identity with God pays with the body's death his soul's vast light. His knowledge immortal triumphs by his death. Hewn, quartered on the scaffold he falls, his crucified voice proclaims, "I am God." Yes, all is God. Peels back heaven's deathless core. The seed of Godhead sleeps in mortal hearts. The flower of Godhead grows on the world tree. All shall discover God in self and things. But when God's messenger comes to help the world and lead the soul of earth to higher things, he too must carry the yoke he came to unloose. He too must bear the pang that you deal. Exempt and unafflicted by earth's fate, how shall he cure the ills he never felt? He covers the world's agony with his calm. But though to the outward eye no sign appears and peace is given to our torn human hearts, the struggle is there and paid the unseen price. The fire, the strife, the wrestle are within. He carries the suffering world in his own breast. Its sins weigh on his thoughts, its grief is his. Earth's ancient load lies heavy on his soul. Night and its powers beleaguer his tardy steps. The titan adversaries clutch he bears. His march is a battle and a pilgrimage. Life's evil smites. He is stricken with the world's pain. A million wounds gape in his secret heart. He journeys sleepless through an unending night. Antagonist forces crowd across his path. A siege, a combat is his inner life. Even worse may be the cost, dire of the pain. His large identity and all-harboring love shall bring the cosmic anguish into his depths. The sorrow of all living things shall come and knock at his doors and live within his house. A dreadful cord of sympathy can tie all suffering into his single grief and make all agony in all the worlds his own. He meets an ancient adversary force. He is lashed with the whips that tear the world's own heart. The weeping of the centuries visits his eyes. He wears the blood-glued, fiery center shirt. The poison of the world has stained his throat. In the marketplace of matter's capital, amidst the chafferings of the affair called life, he is tied to the stake of a perennial fire. He burns on an unseen original verge, that matter may be turned to spirit stuff. He is the victim in his own sacrifice. The immortal, bound to earth's mortality, appearing and perishing on the roads of time, creates God's moment by eternity's beats. He dies that the world may be newborn and live. Even if he escapes the fiercest fires, even if the world breaks not in, a drowning sea, only by hard sacrifice is high heaven earned. He must face the fight, the pang, who would conquer hell. A dark, concealed hostility is lodged in the human depths, in the hidden heart of time, that claims the right to change and mar God's work. A secret enmity ambushes the world's march. It leaves a mark on thought and speech and act. It stamps stain and defect on all things done. Till it is slain, peace is forbidden on earth. There is no visible foe, but the unseen is round us. Forces intangible besiege, touches from alien realms, thoughts not our own, overtake us and compel the erring heart. Our lives are caught in an ambiguous net. An adversary force was born of old, invader of the life of mortal man. It hides from him the straight immortal path. A power came in to veil the eternal light. A power opposed to the eternal will diverts the messages of the infallible word, contorts the contours of the cosmic plan. A whisper lures to evil the human heart. It seals up wisdom's eyes, the soul's regard. It is the origin of our suffering here. It binds earth to calamity and pain. This all must conquer who would bring down God's peace. This hidden foe lodged in the human breast, man must overcome or miss his higher fate. This is the inner war without escape.